What's up, everyone? Welcome to week 16 edition of the Syndicates. Everybody's back this week. First, I got John. John is back. John, we're 3-0.
Yes, sir.
6-0 week. Yeah, 6-0 the past 2 weeks. How you doing today?
Good, man. How you guys doing?
Good, good. Vic, you coming back this week? I know you had a long week last week, but saw you on the field at the Bears game this past week. What happened there?
Yeah, it was sick, man. I'm good to be back on. One of my buddies, one of my neighbors hooked me up, man. Got to go to the Bears-Packers game. Best nice. Feeling in the world, trying to win the division and knocking them out. So I got to go on the field. It was in the suite. And yeah, it was sweet, man. I was waiting for that day for 8 years. So pretty awesome.
Yeah, man. Your team is surging right now. Meanwhile, John and I are kind of hoping that our team's kind of bottom out for better draft picks. And I'm kind of pissed at my team won last week over his team, yeah, barely.
That was exactly what I wanted to happen. Just a nice 1-point win. Man, you know what I was thinking? You got to go to the playoff game, Vic. Chicago in the playoffs. I went to a Chicago game one time the year Stafford broke his shoulder week one and he was out for season. And I was jealous of the stadium. I loved they had like this opera guy singing belting out the national anthem. And then they had a flyover, and like everybody just went crazy. And I'm looking around, I'm like, man, this is nothing like it. An outdoor stadium to me, watching a football game in an outdoor stadium, there's nothing like that. It doesn't compare. I mean, an indoor stadium doesn't compare to an outdoor stadium like that. So I just think that's so freaking awesome. I wish Detroit had like an outdoor stadium like that.
But I agree. I mean, you've always had with the Silver Dome. Always. You've always had a dome. And yeah. I've only been to two NFL stadiums. I've been to Buffalo's, obviously, and then I've been to the Superdome in New Orleans. Yeah. And you're right. It is a totally different atmosphere being inside versus being outside. It's almost like when you go to a game inside a dome, it gets crazy loud down there. Don't get me wrong. But it's almost like it's an event more than it is a like an actual party game atmosphere.
Exactly. And then that's the only time I've been to an outdoor stadium is that one time I hit that Bears game and I was like, man, that was crazy. That was so much fun. I wish Detroit had a thing like that where they were outdoors. They were talking about maybe getting a roof or something like that. That's like Seattle's roof, but I don't know what's going to happen with that. But yeah, man, Vic, if I were you, I think we lost him, but I think he got too excited. But if I were you, I'd be hitting those playoff games all the time. There he is.
Yeah, Vic, we're just talking about your Bears, and you got to get to the playoff game.
Yeah, man, I need to, dude. Chicago, like I was trying to say is, man, the city is a football town, man. No matter how good the Bears, Cubs, Sox are, Hawks, whatever, but football is king, man. It's just a different vibe.
Is it really?
Yeah, man.
It's over insane. Cubs?
Oh, much over Cubs, man. People are insane, dude. You would not believe the vibe that was there on Sunday and just how happy people are, man. It's just awesome. So I'm going to try to get to the game, man. I've been to every game. In my every playoff game at Soldier Field, I've been to since I was a kid, actually. So
you guys were at the same game.
I mean, I've literally been to every.
No, it wasn't a playoff game. That was open. It was week one, Lions and Stafford, but they broke his shoulder. It was a week one game, but yeah, that was the only time I ever been there. But I was saying how much more I liked going to Soldier Field than playing in a dome.
It's fun, man. The only thing is, like, the weather will be insane, but I'm getting old for that shit now. But it'll be fun, man. Yeah, I'm going to try to go, man. I'll keep you guys posted.
For sure, yeah. If you do get there, I mean, I haven't even had the opportunity to go to game because
– Not a home one.
Yeah, the last home playoff game that the Bills had, I was probably, like, 4 years old in the early 90s. So
yeah,
I mean it's been a while since we've had a home playoff game. I know last year when we had the playoff game, we basically went down to Jacksonville. Everybody that was Bills fans and kind of ruined their city with the beer and table smashing that went on there.
You ruined my cover too. That
I actually did the same thing. I bet Jacksonville in that game. I didn't think the Bills had a chance.
Oh yeah.
The defense showed up, but the offense still had like 3 points. So, all right. So, yes, we are 3-0 the past 2 weeks, hoping to keep it going. I don't know about you guys, but I don't really like this board as much this week as much as I did the past 2 weeks. So might be a couple games that we skip on here. But, yeah, this week is tough. How do you guys normally treat these next 2 weeks? Because right now there's a couple of games where there's just no meaning at all for these games. And then how do you guys factor in, like, motivation and, you know, teams that are must win, those kind of things? You guys change up the approach at all, or you normally kind of just see what you like?
The only thing I really do in these weeks is the meaningless games, the completely meaningless games, kind of like if it was like Lions-Bills last week. If there's anything like that this week, I'm not looking at it. So off top, my Atlanta Carolina comes to mind, right?
Yep.
And I don't know, I can't think of nothing else. Green Bay Jets, right? Those two. Yeah. This week. I don't like to get involved in those kind of games. They're kind of like these bowl games that are going on right now too. They're just like, it's kind of like exhibition football to me. So I always try to play a game where there's some kind of meaning to somebody, whether they're trying to make the playoffs or there's a spoiler on one side. So that's kind of – this week is not as bad as what next week's. Next week's going to be really bad.
Yep.
But this week, there's still some games that I'm looking at that I got a feel for that I like. So we should do all right again this week for everybody listening. What about you, Vic?
Yeah, I mean, you bring up a good point.
Vic, he disappeared.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I think he was saying the same thing that I was saying, is basically just, you know, the games that aren't meaningless, we're probably just going to skip over, like most people do. I bet you that's – if you check the tick account in Vegas, that's what the action's going to be like, where there's little action on these exhibition games.
Yeah, I agree. Vic, are you able to hear us okay? Uh-oh, he's MIA again.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll wait for him to connect back on. But while we do that, we'll jump into the games and we'll start with the Saturday ones first. So first one on Saturday, Washington at Tennessee. I don't really have an opinion on this game. John, I know you and me generally don't like the big spreads. And Vic, if you can hear us, I know you don't like these ones either. Any side, John, you're playing in this?
No, I mean, 10-point spread. 10 is, I feel like it's too high, but I'm not getting involved in this game. If somebody decided that this is the game that they wanted to play, I would probably end up just taking the skins plus the 10 points, to be honest with you. But there's college football on, and I don't have to play this game. I can find something else to watch.
Yeah, it's an ugly game. Yeah. And I don't know. This past week, I was out doing a lot of shopping early, so didn't even watch the Texans and Jets, really. Probably would be the same here with this one. Yeah. So okay. I'm not going to play this one. Vic, can you hear us? Okay, he's still on there. I just messaged him, though. He's going to hop back on once he gets through. So, yeah, we'll skip that first one. Next one, though, is a little more entertaining. This one has got a lot of playoff implications in this. Chargers in L.A. minus the 4 against the Baltimore Ravens. You like this one at all? I know.
This is probably something I'll enjoy watching, so I'll probably end up getting something down on it. What I'm seeing right now is the line is 4. From what I'm looking at, the side to me looks like it's Baltimore, right? But when I look at Baltimore's schedule and who they beat, man, I don't know, man. I feel like they haven't really done much. You know, here are the teams they beat in the last five weeks, right? I'm looking at it actually. Bengals, Raiders, Falcons, they lost to the Chiefs, and they beat the Bucks. They beat the four games that they won since they brought in Jackson are four teams that are not in the playoffs or have even been in contention for the last couple weeks. So the line feels a little short to me. I like Chargers defense. I like Phillip Rivers. I know Baltimore's got a great defense. I feel like I feel like this is the team that's going to contain Lamar Jackson better than any of the other defenses they face yet. So I'll probably get down on the Chargers here. Not a strong play, just something because it's going to be a fun game to watch.
Vic, what about you? You like either of these?
Man, this is a tough game, man. I like the Ravens just because I think it's a very, very big letdown spot for the Chargers. But
yeah,
John brought up a good point, and I've been reading a little bit more about it, but the defenses that they played, right, like the teams that they played are very different than the Chargers D that the Ravens are going to face. So they've done a good job of kind of catering the offense around Jackson, but I'm a little scared of the matchup. I just think it's a very good situational spot for the Ravens because everyone's on the Chargers. Big letdown spot for the last couple wins. So, I don't know. What about you, Eddie? What are you thinking? I'll probably sit this one out when it comes to real money, but I lean the Ravens.
I will probably be similar to what John is. And I kind of have – I don't know if I have a little bias towards the Chargers because of my future, but I think that they are – the only reason I'm not afraid of the letdown spot is because I feel like they're really gunning for the home field advantage. I mean, not that they have a real home field, but they probably don't want to travel on the road in the playoffs. So I think if it wasn't so late in the season, if this was like maybe week 12 or something like that, you could easily see a letdown spot here. But because their division is so tight and Kansas City probably could lose on Sunday night, I think that's a huge factor in this game here. The only thing is for Kansas City, this could really affect Sunday's line. Cause if you are going to take the Seahawks on Sunday night with Kansas City, if San Diego or Chargers do lose this game, Kansas City could also be in for a little bit of a letdown too on Sunday night. So that's what you got to start watching out for, is these games that are going to, you know, the ending of one game could have an impact on the game later on the next day or later on. So I think I kind of lean Chargers. I'll be like John. I probably won't play it too big, but because hopefully I'll be home that Saturday night watching that game. So I'm going to probably play the Chargers on this one. So, okay. So now we jump to the Sunday games, the 1 o'clock ones. This is where we might have a couple that we skip over, but first one up, Tampa Bay at Dallas in this one. I'll start it off and just kind of say I like Tampa Bay in this game, but I think I'm not going to play it just because the Bucs, man, they just find ways not to cover their games despite being, you know, statistically looking at the box score, you think they should be in every single game that they're playing, but they still find some ways to screw it up, and I just can't trust them right now. Plus, Dallas is just at home. I think they're a totally different team than they are on the road. They seem to play better. They're going to run the ball. The Bucs, they're not a team I want to back right now. So this is probably one of the games where I think Dallas has all the motivation. Tampa Bay probably doesn't really have too much motivation to play in this one. So I'm going to lean the Bucs here. So I'll let you guys make or break my decision if I play it at all.
I'm not getting down on this game, but I mean, I could see Zeke Elliott running the ball, you know, up and down the field. I'm pretty sure that's what the Cowboys game plan is going to be. Their defense has been pretty good, even though they gave it up to the Colts last week, kind of like, you know, we all expected, right? But 7.5 points, I wouldn't take the Cowboys in this spot here, but I can't back the Bucs. So again, thank God this is one of those 1 o'clock games. It's not one of those standout games, so I can kind of just skip this over and find something else I like.
Vic, how about you? You playing this one at all?
No, I'm on the same boat as you guys, man. I lean Bucs for sure, just because they literally always have a garbage touchdown at the end, right? But I don't want to go against Dallas at home coming off of a very bad loss. But the public's all over Cowboys, man. So, you know, this is one of those 70% games. So just something to keep an eye on. I just can't, you know, back the Bucs right now. But I'm like John, and I wouldn't put money down on the Cowboys. Or if you do, you know, be careful, because definitely seems like a little bit of a trap game.
Yeah, I think if you do play this game, play Tampa Bay plus 7 or more. If it goes under 7, just stay away, or I don't know. Yeah, just stay away from it, because it's not worth it. So Buffalo at New England. 13.5-point favorites for New England. Since it's the Bills, I'll just start it off. I think New England is definitely going to win this game. Over the past 17 years that Tom Brady has played the Bills, they have just absolutely destroyed them so many times. And there's so many times where I've seen like, oh, the value's on the Bills, and Tom Brady just still goes out and wrecks them. So till that man is retired, till Bill Belichick is retired, it's just not – no way I could back the Bills in this spot. I can easily see them getting blown out just because everybody's saying New England, the wheels are falling off. They've lost two straight. You know, it's similar to that Kansas City game a couple years ago, how everybody's doubting them, and they came out and they just wrecked Cincinnati the following week. Look, New England, they struggle on the road. They're 3-5 on the road. How many losses do they got on the year? They got 5 losses. Guess what? They're 6-0 at home. This game's in New England. They're playing a division team. Belichick against a rookie quarterback. He's going to make Josh Allen probably throw at least 2 interceptions, fumble, who knows. So, yeah, I'm going to stay away. If anything, I would actually play New England and lay all these points.
I'm with you too, actually, Eddie. And we usually don't take these high 14-point spreads. If I'm not – this is another one I'm not going to play. If I were to play this game, this is definitely New England all the way. They lost 2 in a row. Buffalo has – I watched that game last week. Who's their running backs? Are any of those guys playing this week?
They were down to their 5th-string running back last week.
They had to either throw the ball or run with Josh Allen. And they still ended up beating us, thank God. But, yeah, there's no running backs. It was like 4th-and-1, and they didn't know what to do. The running backs were stumbling all over the place. They are down to their 5th-string running back. I don't know if they brought anybody in or if that Murphy guy or the guy behind him are okay for this game. But, man, New England losing 2 in a row, they're going to come out on fire, I feel like. And I don't think Buffalo's going to do much on offense either. So not getting down on this game, if I were to, I'd end up playing New England.
I was going to play this, actually, and lay the 14 points, surprisingly. Yeah. But until I saw the injury report and that Josh Gordon can't stay off the hippie lettuce, I just – their weapons are gone. So I'm staying away from this one. But, Vic, you like this one at all, or are you just going to be like us and stay out of it?
Just stay out of it, man. It's I can't get the Pats right, man. I bet against them. I bet on them. Well, I always lose. I mean, talk about the game that we saw earlier this year where it was New England at Buffalo, and they had no job covering that game, and they covered, right?
Mm-hmm. So it's just that's how it happens.
Yeah, man. So just staying away from it. It's a closer. I mean, this is a percentages wise. I would think it would be higher, but it's actually like 60-40. So I think
Eddie, makes me like New England more.
Yeah. I mean, Eddie, I think you kind of hit it where like people are kind of jumping off, and usually that's kind of the best time to take the Patriots.
Yep. I agree. So, I don't know. Maybe I might actually go back and play this game, but the injuries at the wide receiver, tight end position are what concern me for the Patriots. So, that's why for right now I'm staying away. But, yes, we may lay 14 points on a favorite this weekend.
I'm seeing.
You're seeing 13s? Uh-oh.
Yeah, I think that's what he was saying. I actually see 14.5. But, yeah, I mean, it's going to be right around there, 13.5, 14, 14.5. So you got to try to get the best of the number.
You can find some 13s, and then you can find some 14.5s all over the place. It's pretty wild. So it depends. Yeah. Like, if you want to take the pass, grab the 13. If you want, just grab the 14.5.
You could set up a nice middle if you want, if you're out into that kind of thing.
Yeah.
These next two games kind of suck. So – just say yes or no if you're going to play it. Atlanta -3 at Carolina. No for me.
No. Yeah.
Vic?
No, man. Atlanta's the worst team ever. We've talked about them.
I hate them.
Yeah. And I hate Carolina.
Oh, it's Carolina. So.
Although they did get the cover.
Yeah, they got us a win last
week. Vic. Vic last week. Pick.
I was sweating at the goal line, man. I was literally holding my baby in one hand. Had a phone to throw and break on the other hand, and started celebrating, dancing. It was like it was the funniest thing ever. I wish I had it on video, man. So, with Henneke starting, I don't even know how to pronounce his name. And these two teams, I'm staying away.
Yeah, and I don't know if you guys saw, but Cam Newton's arm looked like a noodle last week. It was something going on with him. So I'm glad that they shut him down because there was something right not going on with that guy.
He couldn't throw over 5 yards, man.
It was all Christian McCaffrey. So, John, I know you got him on your fantasy team. You were probably a little happy about that.
Dude, I people don't want to hear these fantasy stories all the time. I know they don't. But, man, did I pull out of – I had Kamara and McCaffrey. I had Jeffrey, Kamara, and McCaffrey. I needed 60 points in a PPR league with those three guys left. The other guy didn't have anyone left. And those three guys ended up getting me 63 points. I got it at the Kamara scored a touchdown at the end of that game, and that got me the W. So it was wild, man. That McCaffrey touchdown to start it off in the first half was crazy. So I keep it short on my fantasy stories.
You're in the championship now, right?
I am in the championship. Yes, I am in the championship.
So. All right, so we'll have to update it next week on how that goes.
Yeah.
All right, same thing here for Jacksonville, Miami. Yes or no, are you playing Jacksonville, 3.5-point underdogs? Some places got 4.5, it looks like, so it's another one of those fluctuating lines. So we'll just say Jacksonville minus plus 3.5 at Miami. No for me.
Yeah, I mean, if you made me, I'd take Jacksonville, I think, but I'll stick with no.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the board with John. If you made me, I'll go Jacksonville, but – it looks like the quarterback's undecided still.
Yeah. So after another thing. After last week, how they threw for a net of 20 yards, the Jags against the Redskins. No, I'm not backing this team at all. I can't do it. So
another reason, you know, I always tell you guys no dips, right? That game was a perfect example of my buddy called me. He's like, dude, I'm going to just take Jacksonville, you know, and just to win the game on a dip, they're going to do it for sure. So, like, another reason why I hate doing them is because a game like last week. Who would have thought Jacksonville would have lost to Washington, who didn't have a quarterback, and supposedly against some, you know, good defense. So, but, yeah, now everybody's off of Jacksonville. I can now totally see Jacksonville winning. So Jacksonville doesn't have a quarterback, but there's a line out?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, undecided. The line is going down too, so it's,
man,
it's
give a me, little. Give me, you know what? I would take the Jags. If someone was playing the spot out, I would take Jacksonville for sure.
You can get like Jags plus 4. The public's on Miami pretty big, so yeah. There's reverse line movement on the Jags.
Yeah. Oh yeah. All day Jags.
Wow. All right. Well, you can sweat that one out. I'm not going to touch either of those ones. That's an ugly game. All right. The Giants are going up against one of my teams I've been riding all year, the Colts. They are 9.5-point underdogs, maybe some nines out there. Vic, what I'm seeing is a lot of the people are taking the Giants. Is that right?
No.
Yeah. Wow. Well, it's interesting, man, because it's kind of a lot more split than you would think. It's like 55-45 Colts.
Okay.
And it should be a lot higher.
But it should be a lot higher, yeah. And especially because Odell is still questionable. Yeah. He hasn't practiced this week.
Yeah, they should just shut him down like they have all the other players in the NFL.
Yeah. So it's a little tricky, but the line is going up too. So I'm seeing it. It started at 9. It's up to 10.5 in some books. But so it's a little interesting game, man. I wanted to hear you guys' thoughts because I have points for like both sides. So – you know, I'll let you kick it off maybe, Eddie, because this is one of your teams that you've loved all year.
Yep, I do not like them in this spot. I think it's too many points. I just think that they're a little overvalued number-wise right here, where it's maybe they should be like a touchdown, and now we're having the late 9. I think the reason why it is 9 is to kind of protect from John's favorite thing, the teasers, so that people can't really tease Indianapolis down under 3. So that's probably why it's a little higher, plus also having to pay a little extra on the Colts after beating a high-profile team like the Cowboys. So I'm not going to touch them here. I think this could be a little bit of a sandwich spot just because they just beat the Cowboys, pretty big game. Next week is when they're going to play Tennessee, and that's pretty much going to decide that last wild card spot possibly if Baltimore loses this week. So That's a big game next week. I don't know if I would really trust the Colts in this spot. I think they'll still probably win because they're, you know, in win now mode. Plus the Giants are just that bad. So not going to play it at all. I think Colts win, but it's going to be a stay away from me here.
Yeah. Colts have done us right. So, so many times this year. You guys ever have that one team like every year? Like I hate Atlanta this year, right? And I used to hate the Giants. So I still kind of get that feeling from the Giants because they always somehow, some way never do me right. And Colts have, like, this year, like, they've done us right all year. You know what I'm saying? We've been on this pod. We've been riding them a lot.
Yep.
And so, like, they're like a team. I start cheering for those teams. So I can't take them this week minus the 10 points. But I'm not taking Giants because I hate them. So this is a stay away from me. I'll just, you know, cheer for the Colts.
Sorry, Vic. We didn't really help you out too much there.
Yeah, my bad.
No, I mean, I have literally all the same stuff that you guys said is what I was thinking about. I was trying to think or talk my way into the Giants because of the sandwich spot, right? Coming off of a huge win and then looking ahead a little bit. But the public isn't overwhelmingly on Indiana. That's what, you know, why I want to get off of the Giants a little bit. So, and just like out of our 28 wins that we have this season, we've all hit the Colts multiple times this right. year.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough to jump off of them now, especially at home. They're just a good squad at home, and they should be able to pass the ball with ease. So, yeah, I'll probably just sit this one out, man. It's just hard laying 10.
For sure. I think they hung a good line here, so that's probably the reason why I think we all want to stay away from it. And plus, it's a big number, so.
Maybe they can sneak into the playoffs and we can take them one more time against Houston or something like that.
Hey, I think if they get into the playoffs, they can make some noise. I think the AFC is very open this year. There's not sure. like a dominant team. I could see any one of these teams beating each other in the AFC.
100%.
So it'll be cool. I can't wait till we get to talk playoffs in a couple of weeks, but it'll also be sad because the regular season's over. So, all right. Next up, we got one of our picks of the week coming here. And there was a lot of line movement on this game. So I saw that the Texans opened up -1. Now they're +2 against the Eagles in Philadelphia. John, we'll let you kick this one off since this is your pick of the week. Give us what you like.
Yeah, man. I short home favorite here, Philly. I don't know why. I don't like to say this a lot because then I just start believing what I say and then just keep pounding into it if it doesn't work the first time. But I don't believe in Houston this year. For some reason, I feel like they're a fraud. I watched that Jets game that they played a couple weeks ago. On Saturday.
Yep.
And, you know, it ended up getting – they got a lucky push in that game, I think. They were -7, and they covered at the end of the game. They don't look good, man. They're beating up on some of these teams that you know, they should be beating by a lot more. I know they've won how many? 9 out of 10 or whatever it is.
Yep.
But, man, Eagles look good with Nick Foles on Sunday night. So, he moved the ball up and down the field. Philly's at home. The crowd's going to be into it. The defense looked, you know, pretty decent. This is a game that Eagles just have to win. So, I'm going to be on the Eagles on this side. I feel like, you know, I'm not giving up 3 points. I got the home team. They're pretty equal. When I guessed this line at the beginning of the week, I thought it was going to be Houston like -3. So when I see it that it's a pick'em spread, 1 point, 2 point, whatever the case may be, and Houston is not that 3-point favorite that I thought they were, I'm like, oh, man, everyone's going to be on Houston in this game. I know I don't think – Vic, maybe you can tell me. I don't think the money's all on Houston in this game. It's probably split. But I'm still going to make the Eagles my pick of the week. What's the money on this game? Where's the action?
I mean, you nailed it. It seems like a perfect line, man. It's so 50-50 action when you're looking at the public. A little bit of big money has come in on the Eagles, so that'll make you feel good about your pick because it's going up to like 1.5 and 2 in some of the books. So
yeah, this is a game. I feel like the Houston's offense is going to blow this game somehow. So. Hopefully it's not Watson to Hopkins all night. That's the only way we'll end up, you know, losing this game. They're not going to be able to run the ball like they have been against the Eagles' rush defense. They're still going to be able to throw it. Hopefully Watson makes a couple mistakes and the crowd wins them the game. But I'm going to go with Eagles for my pick of the week. We're 6-0. Just keep riding us. Let's see what we can do for you guys.
I like the pick, too, because I think – John, like you said, I think Houston is a little fraudulent, and they've won a lot of those coin flip games we've talked about with some game-winning field goals that have been made in their favor or missed in their favor. So a couple of games that they easily could have lost along the way here. It could maybe make them an, 8-6 team instead of, what are they, 10-4? Are they 9-5, something like that?
I can't wait to bet against them in the playoffs. I really
can't. Oh, yeah. I think they're going to be one and done in the playoffs. But yeah.
If they play that wild card round, whoever that opponent is, Ravens, Colts, something like that, I can totally see a good defense shutting these guys down.
For sure. And I think that's what Philly has. They're still a little banged up in the secondary, which sucks. It's hard to trust their secondary, but the way that their defensive line played last week, man, they played lights out against the Rams. And the Rams have a good offensive line. Houston's offensive line is not the greatest in the world. So if Philly can get that kind of push that they did last week, I think it's going to be a long day for the Texans. The one thing that concerns me about this is a lot of the times when you see like your star player goes down and gets hurt, the team comes out the next game and just kind of plays, balls to the wall, goes all out. And then the next week they kind of return, go back to earth. So I'm hoping that that doesn't happen here. And as long as they play the way that they can, and I don't know if Nick Foles just kind of has this, thing about him where the team just is fired up to play with them. And if they can continue that, then I really love the Eagles in this spot. So I think, John, you talk about this a lot. This is going to be one of those games where you're going to know in the first couple of minutes if you're on the right side or if you're on the wrong side.
For sure.
So, and I think if we can get the push on Philly's defensive line that they got last week, we're golden. So I like it. I like Philly in this spot, especially at home, needing the win more than Texans do. So
if Nick Foles wins the Super Bowl for these guys back-to-back years, what do? Do they just keep Nick Foles and get rid of Carson Wentz?
Oh, man. That's going to be a hell of a topic the whole offseason.
It's not going to happen. We won't touch too much on it right now, but I just thought that was funny that he just came out and was guns blazing again last week.
All right, so we all kind of agree there. Eagles, we like that play. And the next one up, this one is a game I might play. I was waiting to lean to my two NFC North experts here, though. The Minnesota Vikings are laying 6 points on the road at Detroit. This was the same line when the game was in Minnesota. So there's a hell of a lot of line value on the Lions. But, John, I know this is your squad. You have a good feel for them. Are they going to just totally pack it in, get the golf clubs ready, or are we actually going to see a fight?
No,
here?
They're going to win. They're going to win like some dummies this week. They're going to beat these guys for no reason. So,
I love it.
I mean, the line I saw, it was 5. I think it's at a key number 7 now, which kind of worries me a little bit.
Oh, my gosh.
There might be a little bit of value. When I see it go that way from 5 to 7, that makes me like Minnesota a little bit, but I called it last week. They were going to lose to Buffalo and then they're going to come out and win this game. So they might not win this game, but if you're getting 7 points with the Lions at home, you have to take it. So I know a lot of their offense, they have no offensive weapons. Everybody's banged up. There's nobody there, but Zenner's playing okay. Galladay's a little banged up, but he's still going to play this game. This is not going to be a 7-point game. If anything, Vikings win this game by 3. So Lions is a really, really good pick here. So I got a funny feeling they're going to win this game.
Vic, you feel the same way?
Yeah, man. I actually love Lions this week, man. I'm seeing a lot of 6s, 6.5s. I do see a couple 7s now. So John is right, but I love the Lions, man. Even though their season's over, dude, they want nothing more than to ruin a division opponent season, right? So, and they always play, I feel like, way too many points. The Lions also have been better at home, right? They've been better at home this year. They beat the Panthers, Pats, Packers there. They played the Bears and the Rams tough. So I'm loving the Lions, man.
All right. You guys convinced me. I think I'm gonna probably bet that game now, especially if I can get like 6 or 7. I'm on it. So I was the same way. That's when I saw this line. I was like, I like the Lions here, but I always like to kind of lean to you guys a little bit before I actually play it just to make sure I'm not crazy because you guys have good feels for these teams. So another NFC North team in the next game, 1 o'clock, Green Bay -2.5, 3 on the road against the Jets. Vic, do we know if Aaron Rodgers is playing in this one?
Oh, he says he's playing. The coach is kind of iffy. The entire organization and the fans don't want him to play. And so I don't know what's going to happen, but he said he's playing.
Okay. So
the line kind of had a pick on him, and now you've seen it at like 2.5, 3, so which indicates he's probably going to play too.
Are you gonna bet this game at all?
No, man. I'll probably sit this one out. I think John talked about it earlier. Just too tough to call, too much variance. Who knows what's going to happen? He says his groin's hurt, his knee's hurt. He's looked terrible all year long, so I don't know, man. I'm probably just sit this one out.
What about John? You're not gonna play this one either, right?
No, no way. I'm playing this game. There's no meaning to this game on either side of the ball, so I can't get involved with a game like this. It's a total coin flip. Yeah, you can bet heads or tails. You don't know what's gonna happen in this game. So this is a stay away for me.
All right. Yeah, it's gonna be the same for me. I'm not gonna play this game. So we'll jump to another one that we might actually play, but I highly doubt we will. 1 o'clock game again. AFC North this time. Cincinnati +8.5, 9.5 out there against the Cleveland Browns. I'm not going to bet the Bengals right now. They're just an awful football team, and there's no chance in hell that I'm laying 8.5, 9.5 points with the Cleveland Browns. So, no, I'm not betting this game. John, are you?
Man, Cleveland's my team, kind of like Indianapolis. They're the team that I rode the last 2 weeks to.
They have done you right.
Yeah. So that game on Saturday was wild, and I thought I was losing, but they ended up pulling it out somehow. This game reminds me of last week. Miami played Minnesota, and Minnesota was favored by a lot more than everybody expected, and that's what I see here in this Cleveland Cincinnati game. But I'm not getting involved in this side. I wouldn't play the Bengals. If anything, I take Cincinnati. I take Cleveland. But, man, I'm seeing 10, all the way up to 10. So, yeah. I'm not getting involved in this game. I can see Cincinnati not scoring, though. So, what do you think, Vic?
It's the line keeps going up, man. It's up to 10, yeah. 9 in most places. It's 50-50 money, which kind of indicates it's all, like, sharp money on the Browns.
Man. On the Browns, right. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I've been like you. I mean, we've all ridden the Browns all year long, man. Yeah. They've been awesome to us, so kind of like the Colts. So, stay away because it's up to 10 and 10 in my contests. But I don't know, man. If Bengals somehow score early, maybe we can get a live bet down on the Browns.
Okay. That's a good idea.
That's what I'm going to try to look for. If I can get it anywhere near 6, 7, 8 in-game, I'll probably pound the Browns.
That's a good point. I like the live betting idea there, so I might keep an eye out for that. Can we just say from last week that we need to thank Vance Joseph now after the way he burned us when we took the Broncos? He quickly made up for it a couple weeks later and kicked that field goal last week. So I don't know what the hell that dude was thinking. Fourth and like a couple inches. You need 10 yards to score a touchdown to take the lead. And you kick the field goal.
That's my favorite thing that happens. When I'm watching a game and they do what I want them to when I'm playing the team and I want them to do what they do and they do it, I'm so happy. Fourth and a half a yard, and he kicked the field goal. And I couldn't be more happier in the world that they were coming off the field. That's exactly what everybody on Cleveland staff wanted them to do, and that's what they did. And then Cleveland on the other side, it was 4th and 1. They didn't kick the field goal, but I wanted them to go for it, even though they didn't make it. It was a stupid call. They should have just like
QB sneak
exactly with Baker. But I mean, God, Van Joseph, there's no way he's keeping his job. But whatever.
Yeah, I just this guy, man, he finds all sorts of ways to screw up games. So I'm glad we're not gonna mess with him very much this year. So. He'll probably be out of a job in a couple of days.
That he's going to lose his job, though. So,
yeah. It might not be a good thing, man. Maybe we could have just kept betting against him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You just find ways to screw it up. But, John, like you said, that's a great way to handicap what you should do on fourth down if you're in the NFL, because these coaches, they find ways, all sorts of ways to screw game management up all the time.
How?
Just sometimes go out there and think, what does the other team want you to do? And then do the opposite. That's it. I mean, obviously, the other team wants you to punt on every fourth down there is, but if it's like fourth and two on the 40-yard line of the opposing team, obviously they're like, yeah, if you want to punt this ball to us, sure, we'll take it. We don't want you to go for it. So, but yeah, I don't know. I just, it's, they find all sorts of ways to screw up game management. So,
yeah, I didn't see that. I don't know the numbers or whatnot. Like, what were the percentages if he kicked it or if he didn't? I'm pretty sure it would have been in his favor if he went for it. But just say, okay, you go for it, right? It's a half freaking yard. Say you don't get the freaking half yard, right? You got two timeouts and however much time is left on the clock, you're gonna get the ball back to try to win the game anyways. Yep. I just don't understand. It was a half a yard. Whatever. I was happy at that. I was ecstatic that they were kicking the field goal. So.
Yeah. Another yes or no game is going to be a no for me. LA Rams minus 14.5 at Arizona. No from John. No from me. Vic, no from you.
Man, I kind of like the Cards, dude.
Oh, boy.
A lot of points, right?
That is a lot of points.
It's just so many points. And they're, you know, Arizona's better at home. Everyone's on the Rams because everyone expects them to just, like, flip a switch and bounce back. The line is up to, like, 16 in some books even. And so, man, I don't remember the last time a favorite big one on the road. I think it was the Chargers, actually. It was the Chargers maybe 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, but that's a lot of points, man. I don't know. I'm still thinking about it, but I'm leaning the Cardinals.
Okay. Yeah,
it's Cardinals or nothing. You can't take Rams minus 16 on the road. That's just stupid.
No, this isn't like the Patriots and Bills. Patriots are at home.
Yeah.
I know the Patriots and Rams are kind of in similar spots right now where the public might have a little sour taste in their mouth betting them, but – yeah, you can't lay the points with the Rams here on the road, so stay away. For me, Vic might dabble in a little bit and go on the Cardinals, so we'll see. Follow him on Twitter. He'll always post that stuff, what he plays. Read his articles on the Big Lead. He always posts them.
Thanks,
man. All right. Well, we're going to lean back to you on this next one because this is another game I was kind of interested in. Have we pressed our luck with the 49ers too much these past couple weeks and gotten and now are we going to stop or are we going to keep riding them? Because we got the Bears minus 4 at San Francisco going all the way out there. Vic, what are the Bears going to do? Are they going to find a way to screw this one up or are they going to still try and get some number 2 seed in the playoffs?
I hope I'm wrong, man.
Oh, he dropped again.
Oh, we lost him. So what are they playing for, Eddie? Like, what's Chicago playing for in this game?
I think it's – they can't really say – it's not a dependent game because all their other games that would be dependent on are playing at 4 o'clock. So they need the Saints to lose, the Rams to lose. All those teams are playing at 4 o'clock. I think in this spot here, I just don't know if we can – luck on the 49ers.
I mean, I'm on that side, man. I like 49ers in this game here, but I don't see Chicago getting into that second seed, right? And I think they need the Rams to lose. I think Saints are too far ahead of them. Oh, they're two games, but I don't know what happens in a tiebreaker. Saints lose out and Bears win out, but you know, first of all, I don't see that happening. I think Saints are going to win, but Rams are minus 16 points. They're not losing, right? So, there he is. He'll let us know. But I was saying to Eddie, what's Chicago actually playing for? They're trying to get the second seed, is what he's telling me. Is that right, Vic?
Yeah. Sorry, guys, I got cut off, man. I had this amazing answer on why to take the Niners.
Okay. Well,
give it to us.
Yeah. No, man. I said keep riding the Niners, man. Just like the last few weeks. It's I hope I'm wrong, but huge trap spot here. Big letdown after getting that Green Bay monkey off their back, winning the division, clinching a spot. Eddie Jackson's out. Reverse line movement on the Niners. And the other thing why I like the Niners is if you go back and look at the line the last 3 weeks for the Niners. So the last 2 weeks, it started at 6 or 5, went down to 4, and the Niners won straight up. And it's the same exact situation this week. So just I hope the Bears win, man. But one, 2, or 3 points. I know they want that 2 seed, so the coach said they're going to play hard, but I don't think they're going to get it. They're already a game back, and Rams have a very easy schedule coming up. Saints playing at home, so I don't know. Too many factors for me to not take the Niners. Not my lock of the week, but it's up there. I like the Niners score.
Yeah. We're pretty much with you. We've been riding the Niners all week. I'm not sure what you were about to say, Eddie, but that's what we've been doing for the last 2 weeks is following this trend, and it's the same exact game again this week. So
it is.
I'm going to end up taking the 49ers again, not for a lot, but I still like them this week.
Literally these past 2 weeks, now this third week coming in, they're like 3-4 point underdogs against teams at home. They're not getting any love from the public. And they're just finding little ways to win these games. And I remember just listening to this guy who was like a reporter out in like the San Francisco Bay Area. And I remember listening to him around Halloween when they were playing the Cardinals for the second time, and how he's just saying like, yeah, their season's over, but they're still playing like incredibly hard for each other. And it seems like they're still doing that now. I'm kind of like, I've had pretty good faith backing them the past couple of weeks. Especially last week against Seattle, I was like, man, I feel really good about this spot. And I think this week I'm just a little nervous because I'm like, are we out of luck with this team, or can we just keep riding it? And hey, man, we've already cashed two of them, so we're in the plus money. Might as well keep riding them here. I'm going to go with the 49ers too in this spot for not my pick of the week or anything, but I'm probably going to bet this game now that you mentioned it. So as long as Vic's okay with it and he's got a good feel for the Bears, I'm okay with it too. So. Hopefully the Bears win by 3, though, for you, Vic.
Yeah, then I'll feel good, man. I hope it's like the – sorry to bring it up, John, but like the Lions game where they're losing and they kind of come back at the end, or like the Cards game and still win but not cover.
I don't even remember what game you're talking about anymore, Vic. That's fine. Hey, what's up with Eddie Jackson, man? I saw that guy go down and grab his knee, and I'm like, oh, my God, I like that dude. Is he all right? Is he going to be in the playoffs?
I hope so, man. That was the only thing that everyone was scared about kind of after we won that game, man, because he's so intricate, like such a big part of that defense. But they're saying it's ankle. He doesn't need surgery. They're going to probably rush him for this week, next week. So he should be good to go by the playoffs.
All right.
Yeah, he's a big factor in their D, so hopefully.
Worried that it was like knee or something, because he was trying to make the right play, right, where, like, he picked off the ball. He was trying to run it back. He didn't want to fumble, so he just, like, awkwardly fell down. But it's so hard for these dudes to just, like – so, I don't know. I think guys should just, like, run out of bounds maybe instead, like, in the future so they don't get hurt. But it's tough, man.
For sure. All right, so these next two games, we got two picks of the week coming up. The first one's going to be mine, and it's going to be Pittsburgh – Vic, we got any fives out there, or are we rolling six for this one?
I'm seeing a lot of 5.5 still, so you can definitely get 5.5, and you that might help you a lot because 6 is a key number.
I'll take the 5.5. So New Orleans -5.5 is what I'm going to make as my pick of the week, and it's more just a little bit of buy low, sell high for me. I think the past 3 weeks we've seen New Orleans on the road not playing too well. Lost to the Cowboys. They beat the Bucs by 2 touchdowns, but did not look good. And then everybody, of course, on Monday Night Football saw that they did not play very well on offense and struggled a little bit. So I think we're getting a little bit of value here with the number being under a touchdown against the Steelers. I would have probably thought it would have been closer to like 7.5, but hey, if I'm getting under a touchdown, I'm all over the Saints here. I think they're going to win this game. I think they're going to blow the Steelers out. The Steelers, I mean, they beat the Patriots last week, but that was like their Super Bowl, man. They were going hard. Let's not forget that they just lost 3 games right before that against the Broncos, Chargers, and they lost to the Raiders. They lost to the Raiders in Oakland. Now we're going to trust backing them on the road against the Saints. When the Saints are home, man, they're a totally different team. We talk about how their home field advantage is crazy. Last time they were home was Thanksgiving. So it's been a while since they've been home, and whenever they've been home, they just wreck teams all year. So I don't think there's been a game other than the one that they lost where teams have really been competitive, and the Browns. So the first 2 weeks, but after that, everybody's just getting blown out there, losing by double digits. So I'm going to go with the Saints here, and probably going to be, I think it's going to be something similar to the way that they They're going to win by double digits, I think. So I'm not going to say how bad they're going to win, but I think they're going to destroy the Steelers.
I love Saints when they're home, man, especially at the end of the season. So I could never take against them. I like them in this spot here. Just like you said, it's by low here on the Saints. They haven't scored many points the last few weeks. Pittsburgh's been – they won the game they needed to win last week, right, at home. And now they're kind of in a letdown spot here because, you know, people just come into to New Orleans and just get steamrolled. So I like the Saints here. I feel like this is a game where their offense is going to just explode because it hasn't done it in the last 3-4 weeks or so. So I totally see New Orleans putting up 35 plus points in this game. I like them in this side. I always give out sucker over unders, and this is an over I like also, that because I like the Saints. So, but I'm definitely with you. It's a game I am going to also be playing. I'll probably play this more than the 49ers game, but I'm going to be on the Saints here too.
Vic, I hope can you make it 3-0 for us? I'll agree.
Yeah, agreed, man. I like when we're all on the same side, yeah. Loving the Saints this weekend. But perfect. I mean, you guys nailed it. Just public's kind of off of the Saints right now, but to get the public off of the Saints at home is like the best spot for us to hit them, right? So Juju Smith hurt his groin a little bit, so he's a little gimpy. Big Ben's ribs a little hurt. So, you know, just a really, really good spot for the Saints. I think they'll blow them up by double digits.
Also, this is another one of those games. I'm going to bring the same point up in the next game that we talk about. Keep an eye on the Saturday night game. If the Ravens lose, I like the Saints even more because it kind of gives the Steelers a little bit of breathing room. Like, oh, okay, maybe we don't have – this isn't as much of a must-win game as it will be, because if the Ravens do win on Saturday and then the Steelers lose, I think the Ravens jump them for the division lead. So that's something to keep an eye on. If the Ravens lose on Saturday, I like the Saints even more. So – That's another factor into this, and I think the Ravens will lose. So, all right, next up is John's pick of the week, Sunday Night Football. The Kansas City Chiefs going to the Seattle Seahawks, and I don't see any threes out there. Vic, do you?
Yeah, it's actually my pick of the week.
It is. Yeah, John already went. Vic, this is yours.
I see a bunch of threes now, which is sweet. So Bovada has three, Bet Online, a bunch of books that have three.
All right, so let's go with three.
So I'm loving it, man. I like Seattle plus three at home. Just a very, very good spot, right? Tough place to play, better at home. We know that. The public's on the Chiefs, must win for Seattle for the playoffs. So I think it's just a good situation. It does scare me a little bit that – the Chiefs kind of choked away that lead and lost the way they did. But at the same time, I think Seattle has the balance on offense and defense to keep this game close and just kind of pull away. I think the crowd's going to be insane, and it's going to be a really good slug.
I agree with what you say there, and that the Seahawks, if you're going to bet them, I wouldn't even take them on the money line because I don't think there's going to be a way that they lose this game. Vic, I think you cut out there for a little bit. Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Sorry about that. I was just saying, I just think it's a good spot for them. They have the balance to win. They'll have the crowd. They're a live dog. I think they can win straight up. So I'm loving the 3 points. And everyone's on the Chiefs. I just think that they're not exposed, but I think the Chiefs and the Rams and the Saints, I mean, teams are coming up with ways to at least slow them down a little bit, right? So – especially good teams. So I think we have a good spot here.
I love this game. I love Seattle. Two and a half, three, two, guys, it's not going to matter. Seattle's going to win this game outright. So I love them here. They're home. They're going to be able the Seattle offense, I feel like, is going to be able to do whatever they want to do on that side of the ball. Chris Carson's been running the ball really well lately. And, you know, Russell Wilson always making plays. With that crowd on Sunday night, they're going to do more than enough on the offensive side of the ball. And eventually, Kansas City is going to make a mistake. And that's going to be the key factor in this game. It might be close for a little while, maybe up until halftime, third quarter. But there's going to come a point in this game where Seattle's just going to be winning the game. So I love Seattle in this spot here. I don't see the Chiefs winning this game at all. So we're all on the same page. This was I know I was telling you guys this. I love this game, and I love the Eagles game. Before we hopped on, I was telling you guys those were my two favorite plays, and I'm glad we're making both of them in our best bets.
Yeah, I think before we hopped on, we were all kind of just talking to each other who we all liked for this week. All three of us said that we liked the Eagles and we liked the Seahawks, and then I jumped on the whatchamacallits, the Saints. So when we have games that we really like, I'm just really comfortable with betting those games. So I hope,
because we've been winning them all year. When we all three of us are on the same side of the game, I mean, we've hit most of those games all year.
Yeah,
I don't know what our record is on that side. Our record, just in general, is you know, if you guys have been listening to us all year, our record has been tremendous. So, but I know the last few weeks we've all been on these same games here. So I think again, we're going to have another 3-0 week, it looks like, fellas. I don't even want to talk about this Monday night game.
I actually do. Oh, so, okay. We're going to jump into it. And I kind of like the Raiders. So the Raiders are at home, +3 against Denver. I like the Raiders a good amount in this spot. John, what were you going to say?
I'll give you one reason why I like the Raiders. I only have one reason why I like them. I hope it's not one of your reasons.
It probably is.
Or I'm taking this from you. Is this their last game here?
Yes, it is.
Okay, yeah.
That's my big reason.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to – that place is going to be through the roof. And Denver's not going to want to – Denver's just going to be ready to go home. So, yeah, I can see why. The reason why I said that is Christmas Eve, I'm probably not going to be watching this game, right?
Yeah.
But I can totally see – yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't want to steal your thunder, but it just came to me that this is their last game.
No, that's exactly the reason that I like it too, is because – man, this is their last game in Oakland for sure this time. I think there was a game like 2 or 3 years ago where they thought it might be the last game. It was like a Thursday night football. I think it was Charles Woodson's last game or something like that. And the Raiders went all out. The crowd was going crazy. It was nuts. And I think we're going to see something pretty similar here where we got the Raiders at home, underdogs, Monday night football, last – primetime game of the season for Monday Night Football, last primetime game there. Man, I think it's going to be a crazy atmosphere. And like you said, I think Denver's just ready to pack it in. They're eliminated from the playoffs now. They hate their coach. Let's go.
We hate their coach.
Yeah, I know. So, we hate their coach too. But
so what are we doing next week? Are we going to do something?
Yeah, I mean, we'll probably jump on for quick. It won't be as long as a normal podcast, but we will have two quick podcasts next week. One for the other one I do, and then this one will probably be like 15, 20 minutes. So
yeah,
we won't do anything long. But Vic said he agreed. He had to jump off, and he said he agreed on the Raiders as well.
You got a quick college pick before we get off here?
I did not have any college picks still. I know you talked about some that you might have.
Yeah,
we'll probably have more next week.
Yeah, for sure. I wanted Vic to let me know where the money was at in a certain game, but we lost them. I like Louisiana Tech against Hawaii tomorrow night. I think it's like 75% on Hawaii. The line is basically pick 'em. I think it's Hawaii -1. I know I gave one last week. If you guys heard it in my voice, I kind of just – Eddie, you were like, are you going to make it your pick? And I said, yeah. So, like, I kind of just, like, gave it last second. But I like this one here. I like Louisiana Tech. They're +1. It's in Hawaii, a bowl game in Hawaii. Like, Hawaii didn't even get to go anywhere for their bowl game. So
why would you want to?
Yeah, that's true too. But all the money's on Hawaii. I'm going to go with Louisiana Tech. And then I don't know if we're going to – when we're doing our next pod, but if you guys listen to this the day after Christmas, I love Cal against TCU. So there's two picks for you guys there. We'll stick with Louisiana Tech for this week. And I don't know if we include Cal in this week's or next week's, but I also like Cal. So there's the two games for you guys. Everybody have a Merry Christmas, and hopefully we make everybody some money this week.
Yeah, hopefully, so you can pay off some of those Christmas presents. There you go. But yeah, for sure. We'll hopefully do something next week, and if we do get on before that Cal game, We'll talk about it again, but for right now, we'll include it as the two college picks of the week for the bowl games, and then next week we'll have to talk about. We'll probably do more talking about the college football playoffs than we will the actual NFL because the Week 17 matchups are just so sketchy sometimes and iffy. It's hard to really handicap those when half of them aren't even going to have lines out. So
cool.
We'll connect real quick next week to kind of talk about those games, and then everybody have a good Christmas, and thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Let's go. Merry Christmas.
See ya.